Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're going to have a bonus episode in our series Primarily New York, our coverage of the New York primary coming up on Thursday, yes, Thursday, September 13th. We did our scheduled segment on that last hour on the hashtag Cuomo's MTA, but we obviously cannot ignore today the unscheduled news of Cuomo's statement yesterday that everyone's talking about, that America was never so great. And what I hope we can do is have a little bit of a deeper conversation about what he said and what he was trying to get at, as well as Cynthia Nixon's and other people's reactions to it. We'll play the clip and some other relevant ones in a minute. But my questions for you listeners are, was America ever so great? How does Cuomo saying that, plus the ways he has tried to clarify, affected your feelings about voting for him? 212-433-WNYC. For those of you who take great offense at that statement, tell us why you do. Considering slavery and the genocide of Native Americans and other oppressions, is it so bad to say America has not reached its full greatness? For those of you who kind of agree with the statement, some of you may agree with what he wound up with. America has not reached its full greatness, but feel offended by the way he said it, and we'll play it. But, America hasn't been so great. And for those of you who kind of agree with the statement, hasn't America been great compared to other countries in its aspirations for liberty and justice for all and working its way toward them? So there's a, kind of a challenge to people from both sides of this. And anything else that you want to say, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, 212-433-WNYC. So as your calls are coming in, here is the fullest version, because we don't like to take things out of context here, of what Cuomo said in a campaign appearance yesterday, in which he focused mostly on Trump, not his actual opponent, Cynthia Nixon. This is 1 minute and 8 seconds.
The simple point is all this comes down to this. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone, and every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed, and every woman is making her full contribution. When that happens, this nation is going to be taken even higher, because we have not yet fully liberated the women in this country. And we will, and New York will lead the way, and watch New York rise. Thank you, and God bless you.
So that was, the very end of the speech. He ended on that. And yesterday he released a clarifying statement that said the governor believes America is great. He just thinks maximum greatness is yet to be achieved. So Cynthia Nixon reacted, saying that he's showing that he's still learning how to be a progressive, and he's not very good at articulating it. And then President Trump tweeted a reaction too. He wrote, "Can you believe this is the governor of the highest tax state in the U.S., Andrew Cuomo, having a total meltdown?" But remember what Trump himself said in an interview on Fox News when Bill O'Reilly challenged Trump's admiration for Vladimir Putin.
"And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right,
major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. You get a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
What, you think our country is so innocent? Is that different from what Andrew Cuomo said? Same kind of tone. So listeners, let's use all this as a conversation starter. 212-433-WNYC, and we'll take your calls right after this.
Headlines on your phone barely break the surface. Dive into the news.
I know the illegal immigration is heart-wrenching, and instead of you can understand it from a humane perspective, but what this is doing to our economy is going to be felt for years to come.
Listen to Morning Edition every day on WNYC.
Support for WNYC comes from the Vital Projects Fund and the Museum of Modern Art, where Constantine Brancusi's sculpture is now on view. More info and tickets at MoMA.org. Hospital for Special Surgery, ranked number one in the country for orthopedics for 9 straight years, according to the 2018-2019 U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals Ranking. HSS, how you move is why we're here.
In February, Puerto Rico's Governor Rosselló told us this.
We're fast-tracking our education reform. You know, we already had it as part of our government program. But certainly, because of the hurricane, the loss of students, we really need to get a handle on metrics.
The island's first charter school opens on Monday, and that reform is now a reality. That's next time on The Takeaway, weekday afternoons at 3 on 93.9 FM.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls on what Cuomo said yesterday. David in Englewood, you're on WNYC. David, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to say that Cuomo is a total lightweight, and if he does run for president, I believe Trump will beat him, and beat him pretty badly. This is what so many liberals really believe. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe America is great. You're telling me America wasn't great in World War One? America wasn't great, and I'm a black American. One other thing, I resent all these liberals forever speaking for black folks. It's condescending. America was great in World War II. America was great in Desert Storm. America was great during the Civil Rights Movement. America was great and many, many other things. For example, the election of Barack Obama. Name me one other Western country that's elected a minority, particularly one to be the president and head of state.
So David, let me follow up. Do you agree with the way Cuomo's office put it in the, you know, in the redo, which is that we will reach our full maximum potential greatness only when the stereotyping and discrimination is gone?
You know what? I think this is so overrated. There is a racial industry out there, and it's alive and well. And I think we've got to start looking in the mirror. The only people that are going to save black folks are black people. Sure, there are stereotypes, but blacks have stereotypes about white.
And David, let me just ask you about the Trump clip that we played when he was defending his admiration for Putin to Bill O'Reilly, and he used that same tone that Cuomo used. He said, "What, you think we're so innocent?" So is he being unpatriotic?
Well, you know, no, I think what it is that look at what we did in Chile with Allende and some of the other international interventions, what the Church Committee unearthed. There have been what we did in Vietnam when the French got out and we came in with all this money and manpower for what? So, yeah, the United States has slavery. We have many blemishes, but I think the greatness of the country is unparalleled. There is no other country in the world where more people want to come to.
David, thank you so much for your call. Keep calling us. And Michelle in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Brian. So I think it's interesting that Cuomo is the one saying these things. I'm really hoping that he does not run for president because I agree with David. He will lose and it will be very embarrassing. thing. But I do think that you can criticize a place and love it so dearly, right? Like, I think about a scene in I Am Not Your Negro, right? The documentary about James Baldwin, where there's this tension where he's showing images of sort of black people being attacked by dogs and being sprayed by water hose and talking about this country, the kind of gentility of white America and people, you know, the picket fences and people, you know, having, you know, just these perfect little kind of houses in suburbia, where in the cities, black people are suffering, right? But he's also someone who constantly criticizes this country, like if you read a lot of his work, but all...
Whoops, did we lose you? Go ahead.
Because I helped to build this place, right? My ancestors built this place. So I think you can always, like, that tension, like, America is always pregnant with that tension, right? And there's absolutely nothing, you know, just because you can love a place so dearly, but you actually get to criticize it because you love it so much.
Right. So when you say you agree with the previous caller that if Cuomo runs against Trump, he's going to lose, you're not saying it for the same reason as him, I don't think, right? Because he'll come off because of this statement as unpatriotic. You're saying something else?
No, I'm absolutely saying something else. I think that Trump is a different kind of politician. I think Cuomo's kind of, I'm not a supporter of Cuomo. I'm going to support Cynthia Nixon. Mm-hmm. I think this kind of move to the left that he's all of a sudden taken on, you know, all of a sudden is just, it's like typical, it's politics as usual. You can smell the opportunistic approach in it. And right. I think to go against Trump, we need someone who can kind of meet him where he's at, who's not scared, who mm-hmm. can like speak his language,
yes.
frankly.
Yeah, so you agree with Cynthia Nixon's tweet that this was, quote, another example of Cuomo trying to figure out what a progressive sounds like and missing
Absolutely.
By a mile?
Absolutely.
Michelle, thank you very much. Jackie in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Brian. I'm a 62-year-old African-American woman. I have spent 14 years in the military, the Army, and I agree 100% with what Andrew Cuomo said. I also am not a supporter of Andrew Cuomo. I was around when his father was governor, and I always felt that he paled in comparison to his father. But the words that he spoke in that statement were very true. America was only great for the people that profited from the oppression of other people, and that is how it started, and that's how it's still going on today.
Jackie, thank you, and you keep calling us too. And Nika, is it Fort Tryon Park? Hi, Nika.
Hi. Yes, I work for the UN, and I travel. I lived in 32 countries, and I always was looked at an American citizen like an angel, like, oh, tell me about America. In the last year and a half, it's always when I go anywhere in Europe, it's just a horrible argument about how America is just garbage. So I just say I am from Canada. That's all.
So America is getting a worse and worse reputation around the world, and this has been going on for a long time, is what you're saying.
Exactly. No, for the last 2 years.
Oh, just for, I see, you're saying, forgive me.
Oh, yeah, no, always it was like the place, you know, the Garden of Eden. And now all of a sudden it's this horrible argument when you tell someone, oh, this America. And so I just said, oh, I don't know. I'm from Canada. I was at the Zurich station changing money. And there was this argument, these horrible things about America, and I'm standing there with my American passport.
Nika, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it.